avoid eating when you listen to our next batch of news, as some of it might put you off your tea. We start with the Evening News' investigation into the quality of water in our lovely Wensum River. Spoiler alert, it's quite revolting. We follow with a story about fly tipping, which is always so sad to hear about in such a fine city. And we end with another story that's usually rubbish, about people out partying and misbehaving themselves just before Christmas. But enough about the government, ha ha. Actually, it seems this year they've all been rather good. We start in the murky water, though, with John.
Water in the protected River Wensum has high levels of bacteria found in human and animal excrement, according to tests carried out by the Evening News. A sample from Carrow Bridge had a reading of 4,800 coliforms per 100 millilitres of water. There is no legal limit for the amount of coliforms in rivers in the UK, but in other countries, such as New Zealand and India, limits are much lower, ranging from 2,500 to 4,000. E. coli levels were 1,400 coliforms per 100 millilitres, and anything above 900 is deemed poor under the UK's Bathing Water Directive. The newspaper also found a high level of a second type of bacteria contained in mammal excrement called intestinal enterococci. Dr. Richard Cooper from the UEA's School of Environmental Sciences said coliforms were a good indicator of human and animal waste. He described the readings as high and said it was being caused by continued housing development and growing populations. But a spokesman from Anglian Water said, coliforms grow in vegetation and are found in bird and fish waste too, so it's unsurprising that the samples showed high levels.
Sofas, wooden pallets, metal fences, pushchairs and mattresses are being dumped in alleyways in an area popular with young city families. The fly tipping in the Sewell Ward, which takes in Silver Road, Mousehold Avenue, Waterloo Road, Angel Road, Wall Road and the streets in between, has been reported by Alex Catt, candidate for the Green Party in next year's City Council elections. And Gary Champion, Green Party councillor for the ward, said the issue was significant, adding that he believed it had got worse since he moved to the area 15 years ago with his children. Mr. Catt, 24, from Prince of Wales Road, has made 40 reports of fly tipping to Norwich City Council since he started cycling round the area over the past few weeks. He also claimed fly tipping was a major concern after a survey of more than 200 residents in the Sewell area conducted by the Green Party. He said Norwich City Council did pick up rubbish when it was reported, but he said he thought the authority should be more proactive. Inspector Mike Austin from Norwich North local policing team said, "We will be targeting those areas of concern where drug dealing, crime and antisocial behaviour are reported. We've also been responding to feedback from the community via the Street Safe tool and in turn providing a visible presence in areas where people have said they feel unsafe."
12 people were arrested in the final weekend before Christmas after double the amount of officers were put on patrol around clubs and bars. Inspector Laura Stevenson from Norwich Police confirmed 4 arrests were made on Friday night and 8 the following night, including one person for an alleged spiking. She said officers took swift action on Saturday after the victim reported the crime, which is being investigated by CID officers. The arrest comes as Norfolk Police work with venue owners to offer test kits to people who believe they have been spiked as part of a Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital trial. Inspector Stevenson added that it was quieter than usual around Prince of Wales Road, Riverside and Tombland on what has become dubbed Black Friday, the final weekend before Christmas, which is traditionally busy with people heading out on work parties or with friends. She thought it could be people not wanting to go out because of COVID. Inspector Stevenson said the majority of people were on good behaviour and there was a lot of positive communication between officers and clubbers. And she also praised the work of venues in keeping people safe through checking COVID passes. She said, "Our message to people is to be vigilant. If people are thinking of going out at the moment, they need to be aware that COVID is still with us and to follow safety measures as we have been advised."